I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
It is time for What's for Breakfast, where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. John, who do
Sarah
we have?
Sarah Wilson from Bemidji. You
hey,
are our
Sarah.
Hero today.
You're welcome.
You just you just don't want it to get canceled, do you?
No, I love What's for Breakfast.
Let's see.
Okay.
What are you having?
Well, I haven't eaten anything yet, but I'm making coffee, and I have a English muffin in the toaster.
Nice. Crooks and crannies, those English muffins. What will you put on there?
Yeah.
Haven't decided yet, but probably peanut butter and jam.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So then the question is, do you start with the platform of butter, then peanut butter, then jam?
No, I don't really like to mix my peanut butter with my butter.
Oh, just a personal thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Nothing better than
English
muffin.
I don't do that
muffin.
Either, though.
Yeah, I do sometimes. I don't know why. It's just it's actually a waste. But yeah, you're right, Heidi. It just goes into those crevices. What kind of coffee are we talking?
Like he knows, Sarah.
I don't remember where it came from. It may have come from Harmony Food Co-op, but it's a pour-over.
Oh, nice. Gosh, I love the pour-over.
I still don't even know what that means. You have a little thing and you pour the hot water over?
Yeah, so, you do too.
Yep, you have a little filter that's paper and you put the coffee grounds in it and then you pour the water through into the cup.
Makes it, it's just
it seems so
strong.
Fast. It seems so fast.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
it takes a while. It's still in a filter, so it's got a drip.
Oh, it doesn't just go through real fast.
No,
it takes a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it takes a while.
Okay.
Yeah, it's there's something about doing this. I usually only do it on the weekend or Wednesdays is the day that I have a pour over. I know, it makes no sense. But
what is it about Wednesday?
Yeah.
Because I'm not on in the mornings on Wednesdays. So I have a little more time. And then I have a pour over. And there's just something about like the ritual of it. Do you find that, Sarah?
Yeah, I like that about it.
Yeah.
So you got to work to
do it.
We
also don't have a coffee maker. So this is maybe the faster way to do it without a coffee maker.
True. Are you the only coffee drinker in your family?
No, we both drink coffee.
Okay.
So every coffee you have is a pour over?
Well, we have other methods. This is just the most convenient method.
Oh, okay, now you've opened up
she
a can of worms.
She might be in witness protection or something. Now, what are the... You don't have a coffee maker. What are your other methods?
No, we don't have a coffee maker. We have a press pot.
Okay.
So...
okay, you I wish you could see John.
In and then
yeah.
You push it down and you let it steep and then you push it down.
Those?
And then we have one of those like Italian percolators that sits on the stovetop.
These are coffee connoisseurs we
no
are talking
kidding.
To. Yes.
I don't know if we're coffee connoisseurs. We just don't have a coffee maker, so we have to try all the different methods.
Do you think you'll ever get a coffee maker?
I don't know.
We just lived for 3 years without a coffee maker, and mm-hmm. We just moved, so I don't know if we're going to go back now that we moved.
Huh.
What in the earth is a press pot?
Oh.
Well, you don't have
Does
to.
Does it have
just...
another name? It has
no.
another name, doesn't it?
No, I think it's a coffee press or press pot. Yeah, it's,
yeah.
John, you've probably seen these. They're like a kind
cylinder.
Of a cylinder, and you put your grounds in there, and then it pushes it down, and you put hot water in, and...
Well,
it makes
guys,
a lovely cup of coffee.
You are earning your cup of coffee, Sarah. That
yeah.
is a lot of, that's special attention.
It just makes the coffee that much more special.
Yes, and strong.
Yes.
So when you use a device like this, I take it you don't have five or six cups of coffee a day because it's too much work.
Right. So the other two we usually use on the weekends, and we might make two pots, but each of them only gives us like in the press pot, it makes maybe 3 cups of coffee. So then on the weekend we might need to make a second one.
Wow.
But yeah, during the week we just usually use the pour over.
Now, Sarah, I'm divulging a lot about myself here, but so on those Wednesdays when I'm making a pour over for myself, the older I get, the pickier I get about the cup I drink out of. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yes. I'm really picky about the cup I drink out of.
So what's the cup like today you think you'll use?
Well, the plan is that I only want to make it one time. So I did the pour over into a really big mug, and then I'm going to cover it so that it stays warm.
Yeah.
And then drink it out of my favorite ceramic mug that's blue and kind of not quite a cylinder. It kind of goes in on the top.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are coffee cups all the same, like thick brims, thin brims? You know, like where you put your mouth.
You've seen a coffee cup before, well, John, right? Where have you been?
Well, she just said hers is a special one. It's thin, so there is different widths in coffee cups. Is that right, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one is just a little skinnier on the top, but the thickness of the ceramic is still pretty hearty.
Okay, Sarah, it's National Rum Day and National Joke Day. Do you ever drink rum?
Sorry. I'm not a huge rum drinker. No. Could you please repeat it? It's National Joke Day.
Yes.
Yeah, now Sarah's a teacher, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you know any jokes?
I don't know if I can remember a good joke. All I can remember is a really terrible one.
Let's hear it.
It can't be worse than the only one I remember, so.
You caught me off guard. If I had planned, I would have come up with a better joke. But this one is short, and it comes from an 8-year-old. So it goes, what goes ha, 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 plop?
What? I don't know.
Somebody laughing their head off.
That's better than Heidi's.
I'm sorry, it's really bad.
No, it's not bad.
It's much better than mine. Yeah, mine is also, I think mine's for younger than yours.
Tell it, Heidi.
What did the 0 say to the 8? Nice belt. See, it's bad.
See, that's
so bad. Yeah.
Sarah's trying to be nice.
Now, Sarah, I know, so you are a teacher and you're going to be going to a different school this year. How's your summer been going? You excited?
It's been pretty busy. I'm working both jobs. So, I just finished my previous job and now I'm going to go head first into the next one.
So you're like most teachers. You just sleep a lot in the summertime, right? And there's just no responsibilities.
Oh, right.
And yeah.
Right.
Just drink coffee all day.
So Sarah, why do you support KAXE, KBXE?
We just love listening to you. We don't have a good stereo system and we have a kitchen radio that we love and we just always have it on. You're a part of our family.
Hey, Sarah, will you send us a photo of your kitchen radio?
Yeah.
I'd love to see it for
sure,
some reason.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, put your mug by it, too. I want to see that.
I will do that.
You mean a picture of herself or her mug?
No, the mug she's drinking out of. I'll send you a picture. I have a red one
at home. I'll send you a picture of my blue mug and my radio.
Okay.
Okay, and Sarah, Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your flat in a cream-colored linen bag.
I'll do the cereal.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling us. Thanks for being a member.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks a lot. Well, won't you walk a mile with me, brother? We are friends. Coming back.